Thursday edition. We have some really big guests coming up tomorrow. Not going to announce them until tomorrow. In fact, make sure to let Kurt know on InfoWars not to announce we're actually on air. So I'm going to leave that as a surprise. For the next 60 minutes, we're joined by the makers of Anthrax War, a film by Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler. The untold story of the 2001 anthrax attacks and the dark secrets of the hidden world of modern-day germ war research. And yesterday is what the anniversary of the latest patsy, but the other patsies exposed that they were patsies, it was made up. So they went ahead and murdered this patsy, killed him with drugs in a mental institution, but didn't say in the news that the government had grabbed him and done this. He'd actually been researching what really happened, so they had to get rid of him. We actually know who mailed out the anthrax, but they're a foreign national intelligence agent, so they can't be messed with. First, the FBI said it was brewed up in somebody's basement, and then it was the most, then it came out as the most weaponized U.S. government version out there. But this covers the history of it and so much more. They got incredible interviews with government officials, you name it, in this film. They got an interview with the South African race-specific bioweapons guy. I don't know how they got all these interviews. TV Guide called it downright terrifying. I was so tense, I literally forgot to breathe. Scary and troubling, Daily Kos. Important buzz flash. Makes a landmark contribution to exposing a story which until now has barely touched the headlines. And that's Gordon Thomas, author of Inside British Intelligence. It goes on and on here. Anthrax War is the untold story of the 2001 U.S. anthrax attacks and an investigation into the secret world of biological weapons research beginning the days after 9/11. It tracks the worldwide journey by the filmmakers who, following leads in the trail of dead germ war scientists, see, this is the missing biologist, comes to uncover an international bioweapons mafia. That's what Sybil Edmonds was talking about. It's Anthrax War. It's available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. This is our big featured video. I want everybody to get Anthrax War. Again, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 to get it. We have a discount out of the gates. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler. Gentlemen, we've got you via video link. Where are you joining us from?
We're in New York City, Alex. Great to be with you.
Yeah, you guys, it looks good. I love this technology getting better and better. Here we are reaching millions of people on the audio and the video, and here we are talking to you in New York. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, we're about to break and come back, and some stations join us, but how did you get into the whole anthrax story as filmmakers? What made you decide to go on this dangerous mission?
Well, we lived here, Alex. We lived here in New York when the anthrax letters were delivered. And basically, the 9/11 attacks plus the anthrax letters was a 1-2 punch against the Republic, as we saw it. And we're sophisticated journalists, investigative journalists with all kinds of experience for mainstream news media. And when we decided to investigate this, we thought this was the biggest story one could possibly investigate, the largest serial killing that the FBI wouldn't really solve for 6, 7 to 8 years. And when they finally did say they solved it, it was so clearly a patsy that they put down that it was an insult to our intelligence as mainstream journalists. And thus, we had to, like, continue the investigation on our own.
Yeah, in fact, you guys have worked for CNN, Rolling Stone, you name it. You guys are award-winning journalists and filmmakers. Previously to this, you bring a lot of research and gravitas to this. So when we go to break here in about 30 seconds, I'm going to come back, introduce you to the full audience. Some stations don't carry the first five-minute segment, and we will continue laying out this saga. But, folks, I'm telling you, this film is a barn burner, and everybody you know needs to see it, because it opens up the whole world of BioShield and the 36 bioweapons labs and the vaccines and who these people are. This is a film that can really wake people up. Anthrax War, available at InfoWars.com right now. Be sure and get it. Just came out.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anthrax War, the untold story of the 2001 anthrax attacks, and the dark secrets, the hidden world of modern-day germ warfare research. We have two amazing investigative journalists with us who made this film. I tried to read their whole bios. We've run out of time, but Bob Cohn is a filmmaker, journalist, and war correspondent whose work is always focused on uncovering hidden truths. He was based in Africa for 15 years. I'd like to get him on just to talk about those adventures and perspective. And was a correspondent for CNN International, and he has received major prizes for best television war correspondent for reporting from Liberia. He was also made award-winning films, which include Mozambique, Struggle for Survival, Angola, Triumph or Tragedy, and Blood and Memory. Has been broadcast on CNN International, National Geographic, PBS, and Channel 4 UK, among others. He is also a consultant to the United Nations in conflict zones and humanitarian emergencies. Eric Nadler is an author, TV producer, and filmmaker. He has written for Rolling Stone, Mother Jones, Harper's, New Republic, and has had his films been featured in PBS, Sundance Channel, Court TV, United States, and broadcast internationally. He's produced several PBS frontline programs, including BCCI, Bank of Crooks and Criminals. Got to get him on about that, Clark Clifford. And The Secret Arming of Saudi Arabia, his theatrical film. And it just goes on and on. I got to have you guys on repeatedly, obvious, because, I mean, I saw your film, liked it. And then read the work you've done, but this is really exciting. All right, I'm going to shut up. Let's get in to how you made the film, why you made it, and what it covers. This is quite a story.
Well, you know, the film began with those anthrax attacks, Alex. And we all remember how, you know, just weeks after 9/11, these anthrax letters happened, and they caused panic all across the country, all across the world. And, you know, it was in the headlines. People were buying Cipro. And then after about 2 months or so, it started fading. The FBI started focusing on one culprit, and nothing seemed to be happening with the FBI investigation. And we were convinced that to really understand the anthrax attacks, we had to take a look at this world of germ war research here in the United States and internationally. And that's what we did with this film. We started looking in to this secret world of germ weapons to try and understand the anthrax attacks.
Again, that voice or that person you see at PrisonPlanet.tv is Bob Cohn. Eric, I mean, obviously, you already knew Mr. Cohn. You got into this the same way, or how did you guys approach this? I mean, obviously, you learned more as you investigated, or were you aware of this when you got into it, the darker ramifications?
Well, Bob and I had a personal relationship for many years in terms of years ago, there was a PBS program called South Africa Now. In the final days of the apartheid regime, a few network producers got together and were very concerned how that censorship restrictions were being put on American networks, and thus the actual coverage of the South African situation as the white regime collapsed really fed less and less into the network news budget. And there were some people who got together and said to PBS, can we get together and keep the South Africa issue on the front lines? And that's where I met Bob. Bob was a great correspondent for CNN, and I was a freelance journalist here in the United States. When it came time for the anthrax attacks, it struck me in a very deep position. I had never seen a more serious story disappear so quickly from the mainstream news media without much questioning. In other words, everyone talked about 9/11. Yes, that was the most serious story you could ever do. And there were anniversaries about 9/11 and beautiful documentaries with shining lights into the sky. But when it came to the anthrax attacks, there was silence. And the anthrax attacks, as we say in our film, Anthrax War, was a 1-2 punch against the Republic. 9/11 was the left jab, and the anthrax attacks was the right cross. And people didn't remember that really knockout punch. Look, my wife works in Rockefeller Center in New York, and she remembered the planes flying. She heard them, the planes flying toward the World Trade Center that terrible morning. She heard that. And she's a tough gal. But where she really lost it was when they opened up anthrax envelopes in the media center next door to her. And she screamed to me over the phone, the first time I heard this tough feminist lawyer woman scream to me, Eric, we gotta buy Cipro. And I knew some line had been crossed, that some terrorism had been done fundamentally upon educated media government people. And I said to myself, yikes, the anthrax attacks, that's the most important piece of business. And if you remember, it went silent for many years. And then Bob, who I'd worked with years earlier, had come to me after we had not been with each other for a while. He was in Africa. I was in New York. He came to me and said, Eric, what's up with these anthrax attacks? And I said, you know, Bob, I think this is the most serious thing that we as investigative journalists can take a look at. And I know you at CNN have tried, and I know me at a million other mainstream outlets have tried. Let's be independent. Let's see what's really going on here. And that became the genesis of our investigation.
Now, again, you guys are joining us not just on the radio, but live in living color from New York at PrisonPlanet.tv. The film is Anthrax War. The website is AnthraxWar.com. Again, you can also get the film there or at InfoWars.com. Now, this film needs to be seen. Gentlemen, let's start getting into the evidence of this being a cover-up, but just briefly mentioning what happened at that time. I was obviously glued to television and radio, covering the 9/11 attacks myself, and 9/11 kind of built its peak of hysteria, and then suddenly the anthrax, and for a week or two, it was as big as the 9/11 attacks, and they were taking over the Capitol and the federal government. The executive was ordering the Capitol evacuated, which was a violation of the separation of powers, and Democratic enemies were getting sent anthrax, and people that had taken photos of the Bush daughters in Austin falling down on each other drunk in a provocative pose were getting the letters, and it was clearly meant to blame it on Muslims, and the FBI said, this is run-of-the-mill, no big deal, but I had bioweapons experts on saying, this is incredibly deadly. Only Russia, the United States, and England can make it this deadly. Then it turned out it was the super miniaturized with the bentonite, magnetized. I mean, it was the special, you know, sci-fi grade U.S. signature, and of course the film covers that, and then the different patsies, and then murdering a patsy, and they finally got a patsy they could shut up, because the last two patsies were proven innocent. So let's go over that. But I mean, you guys are journalists, TV guys. You were there at the time. Wasn't for a week or so the anthrax as big as 9/11, and then it's like it never happened.
Absolutely. I mean, this was our sort of scariest nightmare come to life, the attack of invisible germs. You know, this is something we could not see. These were, who sent it? It went through the mail. This was an attack against all of us because it was sent through the mail. This could have gone to everybody. And it was
everybody gets the mail, the perfect psychology. Go ahead. Yeah.
And in some ways, it also fed on our fears that had been tickled, let's say, by so many of these Hollywood movies about, bio attacks. But here was, real life. And it caused huge panic across the U.S., across the globe. There were copycat attacks. Cipro, this antibiotic that was the treatment for anthrax, their stocks went through the roof. People were buying Cipro. But as you said, Alex, after a couple of weeks of being in the headlines, the story faded. The FBI announced it had this huge investigation. But it's pretty quickly seemed that that investigation was not going anywhere. I mean, they had a so-called person of interest, this Army scientist by the name of Stephen Hatfield. And very early on, the FBI were convinced that they could blame it on one person. There was a lone gunman. There was just one person behind this. And that's one of the things that we decided to look at. We said, well, actually, it's much bigger than this. We've actually got to look at this from an international perspective because, the kind of anthrax that was sent, especially to Congress, was very, very sophisticated. When the FBI scientists examined the anthrax that was used in the attacks against the congressman, that anthrax, when they examined it in the lab, in this BSL-3 lab, high containment lab, they put it on the microphone, a microscope, and the anthrax actually lifted up and floated into the air. And the scientists had never seen any kind of anthrax of this sophistication ever before. So this was super sophisticated anthrax, and it really meant that this had come out of a state-sponsored program.
That's right. I mean, it was a U.S. government weapon strain. It was miniaturized. It was magnetized. It was coated in bentonite. It was made to float around.
Well, the thing was, the original report said it was coated in bentonite, and that was put
forth. So that's wrong.
Is wrong. And it was put forth by ABC News correspondent Brian Ross. There was no bentonite in that, but it was very useful because U.S. intelligence had identified bentonite as a additive that the Iraqis had. So you see how the administration began to say, there's an Iraqi connection because of this bentonite connection.
Stay there, gentlemen. I want to go over this anthrax war. We've got to go to break. When we come back, I want to go through the evidence that it's an inside job or a cover-up, but also what were the motives? Was it an aborted false flag to blame Iraq? Where did the trail lead?
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
If you look at the anthrax attacks, no doubt this is an inside job. And then the question is, what's the motive? And this film is really well done. Everybody needs to see Anthrax War. I mean, the White House, Ari Fleischer admitting that much of the White House was on Cipro starting September 10th through the attacks, but nobody else was when they knew it was going to be going through the Capitol mail system and some of it to the White House. I mean, this is really, really suspicious. But that's only one area. Going back to our guests, the makers of Anthrax War, Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler, you guys know how to tell this story best. You guys have got the floor. This is a short segment. Long one's coming up. Run through what the film covers, the evidence, of, and bottom line, what your conclusion is, what the anthrax attacks really were in Anthrax War.
Well, the deal is one has to look at who benefited and who gained ultimately from the anthrax attacks. When the FBI named lone mailman Bruce Ivins as their guy, they said he had a profit motive, $2,000 government contracts or whatever, to get the anthrax vaccine that he was working on in Fort Detrick, Maryland, to be reinvigorated and put forth for the U.S. Military troops. We asked a legitimate question. If they're saying profit motive for a lone gunman, who really made money off these attacks? And we have to be careful here. We're not really pointing any fingers, but we're suggesting that one looks at what is the real legacy of the anthrax attacks. And without a doubt, within the last few years, the U.S. government, in the wake of the anthrax attacks, has leased $50 to $60 billion in what they call biodefense contracts to fight against bioterrorism. And one of the things we do in the film, and one of the things we do in the book, is begin to examine the corporate connections, who's making the money, who's making the $50 to $60 billion. And once the FBI lets the profit motive as the attack lay into Ivins, we think that's a real legitimate place to look. And in the book, we spend a lot of time looking at very politically wired corporations that have benefited, no doubt, through government contracts in the government response to the anthrax attacks.
Absolutely. In fact, expanding on that, and I want Mr. Cohn's take on this as well, and of course yours, Mr. Nadler, is, as you said, $50-plus billion for BioShield and other programs, level 4 bioweapons labs in major cities, expanding the U.S. bioweapons program in a cover for bioweapon defense. Even mainstream news has admitted that. They wouldn't have gotten all of this if it wasn't for the anthrax attacks. They got all those major contracts and that policy shift in the war on terror right after the anthrax attack.
Absolutely. I mean, certainly that has been one concrete result of the anthrax attacks, is the birth of what we describe as the bioterror military-industrial complex. And the other troubling thing about all this is that what used to be the domain of secret government programs is now privatized. So we have private corporations who are doing the classified research that's going on in private labs, in university labs, in private research foundations all around the country. People have no idea what's going on in those labs. There's very little oversight. And because of a lot of this is actually private, there's really no way of finding out what's going on in those labs because a lot of that is protected by trade secrets. So there are a lot of very, very troubling questions. A lot of experts, scientists that we spoke to all around the world were very, very concerned about all this because we have to remember one thing, the world of germ weapons. There's very little difference, the line between what is offensive bioweapons research and defensive research is very blurry. We have to remember offensive biological weapons are actually outlawed by international treaties. Only defensive research is allowed. But
well,
in order
gentlemen,
to develop...
we got a break. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time for both of you to go through this story. But I don't want to miss the elephant in the room here. The government of the United States, England, you name it, have been caught over and over again testing radiologicals, chemicals, biologicals on their own populations, including lethal pathogens on foster children, veterans, military, minorities.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine. I've been on fire with...
Ladies and gentlemen, they launched the anthrax attacks. They use it to pass the Patriot Act. All these political enemies of Bush get hit with it. Bush is on Cipro. Before 9/11, with the White House staff, this film is so important. It's Anthrax War, a film by Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler. We have it discounted out of the gates. Just came out at InfoWars.com. We hope everybody gets it and shows it to people, because this is just more evidence of the people running our system are not very friendly or not very nice. And it's a gateway into a whole larger world. You can also call toll-free to get it. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You were trying to say something, Mr. Nadler, one of the filmmakers, as we went to break. Go ahead.
Well, basically, I can't recall the exact point, but I'd like to pick up on your point that there is a permanent government that will not go beyond the official narrative, be it Obama, be it Bush, be it Clinton. In other words, when it comes to very serious foreign policy pieces of business, like the anthrax attacks in 9/11, there is a line drawn in the sand. In other words, the biggest impediment, I believe, to a real honest investigation of these anthrax attacks is a real spotlight upon the FBI investigation, which is called the largest in our nation's history. 7 years, they went all around the world, issued, 5,500 subpoenas. Supposedly, they want you to make it think that it's the best investigation in the world. Obama comes in, he cleans house with everyone. Who does he keep? FBI Director Robert Mueller, the guy in charge of the anthrax investigation. And when Mueller goes up to testify in September 2008, he is grilled by Senator Patrick Leahy in something in our film that I think is the most interesting scene. Leahy, a target of the attacks, and the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee with oversight over the FBI, who for 7 years basically did not speak of the anthrax attacks. When we called him up early on, we heard from his press spokesman, Senator Leahy never speaks about the anthrax attacks at any time. Whoa. But in September 2008, 1 month after the FBI named Ivins as the lone gunman, Leahy looks right into the eyes of Mueller and says, Director Mueller, I do not believe that if Ivins was involved, that he was the only person who could be charged with murder. Whoa. This was not internet chatter, not Alex Jones chatter. This was the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, a recipient of the anthrax letters, a man with direct oversight of the FBI, charging conspiracy and cover-up of the largest unsolved serial murder investigation in FBI history. And the fact that this new president, Obama, does not come forth and saying, let's get to the bottom of this, makes me think that there really is kind of a permanent government that draws a line in the sand and does not go further.
And, well, that's a whole other area, and I want both of you to respond to this. The suspicious death of the patsy, of the lone gunman, he, from what I've read and some of what the film covers, was actually investigating the anthrax and looking into it. They'd already tried to burn several other patsies, a Middle Eastern American scientist, the South African guy. They said some other people might have done it. First, they said Arabs had done it, and the scribbling trying to frame Iraq. But you guys are the experts that totally have been focusing on this, so enlighten me here. Then we noticed in just a few news articles buried, but nowhere on national news, that the patsy had been grabbed, put in a mental institution, and then been in lockdown and died of prescription-strength Tylenol. I mean, how bizarre is that? And there wasn't anything about him being in government custody in the headlines. That itself was suspicious. And then it was, that's it, patsy's dead. I mean, this... So they tried over and over again with different patsies. Finally, they got a patsy that couldn't argue with them. Or just the suspicious death alone.
Well, we have to remember the first guy that the person of interest that they initially focused on was this another U.S. Army scientist, Stephen Hatfield. And they said they never named him as a suspect, but his name was leaked to the media. He was hounded by the FBI. And, Hatfield was a tough guy. He sued. He sued the media. He sued the FBI. And last year, he got, the government settled with him for almost $6 million and basically cleared him of all wrongdoing. And just a few weeks later, the FBI announces, hey, we've got our guy. The only problem is he's just committed suicide. And you're right. Bruce Ivins was also a U.S. Army scientist, and he did help the FBI early in their investigation into the anthrax attacks. And the FBI claimed that he got onto their radar a few months before, or a little bit longer than that, before he committed suicide. He was put under extreme pressure. Again, he was harassed by the FBI. His children were even approached and offered, I think his son was offered a sports car, a Corvette, if he could rat out his father. His security clearance was withdrawn. And Bruce Ivins, was made out in the media to have some mental problems. But it's true. He was put under a lot of duress. And the FBI a year ago announced that, yeah, we've got our guy, but he's just committed suicide. The official story is that Bruce Ivins, was drinking heavily and took some prescription Tylenol and was found unconscious and taken to a hospital and, died 2 days later. But the interesting thing, Alex, is that we were actually in the edit room editing Anthrax War at the time, last year when this happened. And at that point, the anthrax attacks were still unsolved. And it was very interesting because Bruce Ivins is actually the fifth dead scientist in our film. We'd followed a whole trail of dead scientists in our investigation, beginning with the death of David Kelly, the weapons expert who was an arms inspector in Iraq, who you might remember died in 2003, just after the invasion of Iraq, where he was found dead in the woods in near his home in Oxford. And so we'd been looking into a whole spate of mysterious deaths of germ warfare scientists, all of whom were working with anthrax.
Go through some of those deaths, because it's not just the five suspicious anthrax connection deaths. There are hundreds and hundreds of microbiologists and people in key bioweapons development and bioweapons fingerprinting, especially, being murdered. I mean, there'll be people at university in Houston, a van in a 5-mile-an-hour zone runs over them in front of the students and then backs back over and leaves. Or people will be, one guy in Virginia, the Washington Post reported, was like satanically sacrificed with all his guts ripped out and heart cut out and pentagrams carved in him. Others are drowned in puddles of water. Others get double capped in the head. And I'm sure most of it isn't involving this case, but other cases of cover-ups. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a microbiologist working in or around government programs.
In fact, that is the sentiment that was expressed by John Eldridge, a Englishman who is the editor of Jane's Defense Weekly's Chemical and Biological Defense News Report, perhaps the most sophisticated analysis of chemical and biological weapons used by UN's weapons inspectors. It has a long history of being a reputable piece of business. And he said, when looking at this spate of dead scientists, he said, geez, I would not like to be a microbiologist. And this quote has been confirmed in a couple of places. Now, look, the list does grow if you go to Internet sites at 40, 50, 60, 70. And
I've seen it more than that. I've seen it more than that if you add them all together. I mean, over the last, because I mean, I was seeing lists before the anthrax attacks, before 2007. I mean, you may be talking about some of the modern lists. But, I mean, take Dr. David Kelly. He sends emails saying, I'll be found dead in the woods if I speak out. He tells friends, he tells people I've interviewed on the show. He is writing a tell-all book on him. Locals come up in the park, see five guys in black uniforms run away from his dead body. There's no blood at the scene or very little from slit wrist. There's three undissolved pills in his stomach, and they say he died of slitting his wrist and pills. I mean, this is, I mean, could my dead body, could I be seen with black ops standing over me with witnesses and still? I mean, maybe they could blow my head off on TV and say I killed myself. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, well, anything can happen in this modern media age. And I think the story about Kelly is very instructive. I mean, Kelly's death has been suspicious from the get-go. In our film, Anthrax War, we interview a member of parliament, Norman Baker, who takes a full year off from his responsibilities to investigate Kelly's death. This is no out of mainstream guy. He's a member of the British Parliament, and he ends up writing a book called The Strange Death of David Kelly, and he says David Kelly was murdered. And this is an astounding claim that has just been endorsed by 13 leading British doctors who have petitioned and hired a lawyer to ask that the Brown government in England, which is now considering a review of the Blair policies that led to the war in Iraq, They have four areas they want to investigate, from the Downing Street memo, which you know about, et cetera, to the death of David Kelly. And basically, the rap on Kelly is the most telling piece of evidence that MP Norman Baker discovered was that the knife he supposedly used as he went to the woods all depressed about being officially sacrificed by the British government as a leak that destroyed their case for war. All depressed, he went into the woods and he took a knife, he slit his wrists, and he swallowed some tablets from his wife's medicine cabinet. What Baker got the police to admit was that there was no fingerprints on the knife. Well, how do you kill yourself with no fingerprints, no glove? And the Kelly murder, and I don't say suicide, I say murder, because I really do believe it was a murder, as do 70% of the British public and a growing percentage of the opinion leaders in the UK, who killed Kelly, becomes a very important piece of business. And he becomes the poster boy, poster child, poster man for these, you know, 100 or so other suspicious deaths of microbiologists. In fact, one of the things we mentioned to a member of parliament who has mentioned to us that he'll be entering interviews we did for our film into the official parliamentary inquiry into Kelly's death and the rush to war, he said that the Kelly death combined with the death of Kelly's successor as the head of microbiology, the germ warfare plant at Porton Down in England. He died in a light airplane crash, a suspicious crash 11 months after Kelly. It's kind of mind-blowing. What we do in our film, Anthrax War, and we do in our book, Dead Silence, is we begin to show that to work in this field of germ warfare is dangerous to your health because you end up killing yourself, suicide, the official story, or something else worse happens to you.
Yeah, I mean, Neil, so you got to look at what are these guys doing, and we decided to look at Kelly and what was his job in germ warfare, what was he doing, and what was he doing at Porton Down? This lab, which is the U.S. Defense Department's, the United Kingdom's secret lab where they do all their germ research. And one of the things that we discovered was that Porton Down has got a long history of human experiments, of testing bioweapons on volunteers.
And chemical. They actually killed some people in association with that. I've had some of their family members on. They'd march them in, tell them they were going to test a bio, hit them with sarin or VX.
Exactly.
But expanding on that, I found they create their cadres of killers at these things, too. They find scientists that believe the end justifies the means, and then sometimes they kind of wake up and realize what's happened. That's why they've got to be killed. But I just want to add, before we run out of time here, to blitz through other key points made in the film. People need to support alternative news, filmmakers, and cinema. And you guys are great filmmakers, award-winning filmmakers. You know, I went over your bio earlier. Anthrax War needs to be seen. And we've got these up on Infowars.com. They're available. I want everybody to get the full picture in this film at Infowars.com. Anthrax War, a film by Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler. Again, available at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Mr. Cohn, go ahead and finish the point you were making when I interrupted there. And then in the time we've got left, rattle off some of the other key points and interesting things, because there's so much in this film and then so much other stuff I'm sure you discovered that you didn't have time to put in the film.
Well, you know, we were talking about David Kelly, and we discovered, you know, that David Kelly was working at Porton Down, where, you know, he headed the microbiology department for many years there. And they were involved, like you said, in human experiments at Porton Down on these servicemen. And there was a huge police investigation in by the local police there into these human experiments. And they were looking at scientists and possibly, quite possibly, Kelly's was a target of this investigation. The other thing we discovered about Kelly was his relationship with the apartheid-era South African, apartheid-era secret German weapons program. During the apartheid years, South Africa had a small but very sophisticated German war program, and one of the aims of this program was to come up with something that they called the black bomb, and that was an ethnic weapon.
Race-specific bioweapon, and Cheney then wrote about that. We're going to come back and discuss that after this quick break in the final segment. Cheney, in his September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, said we need to legitimize the use of these race-specific bioweapons. So, gentlemen, I'm glad you got into that. I forgot to bring that up. And just amazing information. Of course, you interview the head of the South African program. It's Anthrax War, available at Infowars.com. Folks, you got to get this movie. This needs to be seen by everybody. We've got to point out this false flag event.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Folks, I don't want to bash this company, but I was at the health food stores. I'm trying to get healthy again, grabbing liquid natural vitamins and minerals. And I've always joked that they'd start putting mercury on the store shelves because I've got national federal reports saying mercury's now good for you, which is just completely ridiculous. All the studies show one of the most deadly heavy metals. Here is a popular liquid vitamin. I'm not going to say the name. I mean, they can zoom out and I can show you the bigger bottle, but not. I don't want to be mean to this company because they may just be nuts. But there it is, mercury. I mean, and I wasn't paying attention. You know, the person at the store recommended, oh, this is a really good brand. And maybe I'll get them. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe lead's good for you, like CNBC says. Maybe I've been wrong. That, you know, maybe the flu shot is good. Folks, I want to say bye to our guest here. I want to have them back up because they've certainly had some very informative adventures. The film is Anthrax War. Next time they come on, we'll play some clips of it at prisonplanet.tv for you. I do want to thank a sponsor, though, here at the end of the show before we finish up with race-specific bioweapons with the makers of Anthrax War, and that is eFoodsDirect.com. In these insane times, when we're being told mercury's good for us, and they're talking about depression and wars with Iran, the rest of it, I bought storable foods two separate times from these guys. It lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in non-climate control, like my garage and attic. I got both filled up with this stuff. It's high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid. Give them a call today, 800-409-5633. Get a free brochure. Watch their free videos at eFoodsDirect.com or check out the links on InfoWars.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. You will never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread, eFoodsDirect.com. And sorry to cut in on your time, guys, with the mercury, now a mineral vitamin for everybody. I just said I mentioned that earlier and forgot to. In closing, Mr. Cohn, you were getting into anthrax war and race-specific bioweapons out of South Africa.
Yeah, one of the things we did is we traveled down to South Africa to see how the South African program, the apartheid-era program that was run there by a guy called Dr. Death Vodabasan. And during the 1980s, he set up a very sophisticated secret germ war program with about 200 scientists. And one of their main aims was to come up with this black bomb, an ethnic-specific bioweapon that would target black people. There are a lot of questions about if they were actually succeeded in doing it. He claims that they never succeeded, but they were actively, he admits in his interview with us in the film on camera, that they did, in fact, were trying to develop a vaccine or something that they could actually give to women to make them infertile, and admits that he had working relationships with the U.S. government, with the British government. He visited Fort Detrick, the U.S. Government germ warfare lab. He visited Porton Down in the United Kingdom. Yeah. He admitted a relationship with Basant. And he said, we were asked to develop this ethnic weapon by another country.
Israel.
That had a well, he didn't say. We had pushed him, and he did not say what.
No, but it's come out that he worked with Israel to try to sterilize the Arabs. Gentlemen, I've got to have you back up just on that, because, as you said, this is a gateway, a portal into everything else. Anthrax War, get it at InfoWars.com, folks. This deserves to be seen. You can also get their book at their website, anthraxwar.com, but get the video today. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us. We didn't have a chance to hear in the final segment from Mr. Nadler. Mr. Nadler, great having you on as well, and I look forward to having you back up. Maybe in a month or so, we'll do 2 hours and take phone calls and get into all the other adventures and any threats you got or other things that happened along your way.
Thanks, Alex. Great being with you, Alex. Thank you.
All right. Great job, gentlemen. Great film. I'm really impressed. You guys are amazing filmmakers. I admire you. Retransmission starts now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.